Let's step back into Studio A for the Miltones Live Part 1.
All right, this next song is called New Orleans Bump. It was arranged by Mr. Mark Weaver, our fine tuba player. And it was originally composed by the New Orleans eccentric and great Jelly Roll Morton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's getting dirty like the kitchen. Does anybody speak Spanish in here besides me?
Dame la mano, bro.
Oh, sí. Mira. Este hombre on sousaphone. The next song is called Hat Cantation, and it's an original by Mr. J.Q. Whitcomb.
We'll be right back.
Well, now we're going to play a song by the name of Melancholy Blues, which was arranged by one of our sousaphone players, Mr. Paul Bozzert, and was originally composed by Louis Armstrong.
Thank you.
We're taking just a moment out from the performance by the Miltones to talk to the founder of this particular band, and that is Milton Villarubia III. Now, Milton, if people take a look at the video, which is forthcoming, they will see you behind the drum kit. Sometimes you're behind the bass drum.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're walking behind the bass drum, right. I suspect. But this time you're behind the drum kit, and if they look with any closeness at all, they'll see two things. They'll see on your head is a baseball cap with the fleur-de-lis on it.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans Saints, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And they will see these very crisp chef's whites on
yes.
you. What do we draw from that visual?
Well, you know, it's all about my philosophy in life. I'm all about food and music. You know, I teach music. I play around Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and Taos. And I'm also leading a kitchen in Santa Fe as a chef at a local restaurant. So my philosophy is all about food and music, and so it's a real thing that I live.
When you were coming in with the band and setting up, you were telling a story to some of the other band members about you were setting up in your chef's whites for a music gig at a place that you don't cook at, and the other cooks didn't know what to make of you. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, yeah. It was I was playing at El Mason with the Andy Kingston Quartet this past Saturday, and I had a little break in my day to go leave the restaurant and to go set up my drums where I was going to be playing that night. And it's not at the restaurant where I work. I work at another place in Santa Fe, and I was going to play at this venue and restaurant called El Mason, and the cooks were looking. They were coming out and they were looking at me. I mean, first of all, I walked in with a drum kit on my back, wearing my chef's coat and my chef's pants and my clogs, and the people were looking at me. I mean, they were like, "Are you? What is he doing? Is he looking for a gig? Is this guy looking for work? I mean, what is going on here?" This girl introduced herself to me, and she, you know, I said, "Well, yeah, I play music around town." As I'm setting around up the drum set, and she said, "You play music?" And I said, "Yeah, I know it's very confusing. I got a chef's coat on, and but yes, I play music too."
Now, another person would have said, "I'm from New Orleans. I've answered your question." You know,
I did throw that in.
Okay,
she was very cute, and I had to just try to get as much mileage out of my history as possible. So
now, okay, so you come with a pedigree as far as what a brass band can be, but is this a form of music that you were cleaving to from the very beginning of your musical career?
Yeah, I mean, even earlier than my musical career, I think really things started for me as a child. One of my first memories of existing was being at a parade with my family. And in New Orleans, there are these ladders that have boxes on top for the kids to sit in, because if you're a small child, you can get trampled by drunkards, or you could follow a doubloon underneath a float and get your hand crushed. So it's just safer for kids to be elevated. And I can remember the feeling of the music. And I say feeling because it had to do with vibration and not sound, because the frequencies of low frequencies, they travel further, right? And so I can remember sitting in this ladder as a kid and feeling the bass drums coming from, you know, a quarter, half mile away. And it wasn't even where the marching band, you know, we're a brass band. I'm talking about high school marching bands, of which I did in New Orleans. But you could feel the bass drums and the sousaphones coming from miles away sometimes. And I have a lot of uniqueness to me that comes with sound and vibration and my hand.
So you became, I don't know, how did you get to Albuquerque or how did you get to New Mexico and decide that you were going to throw a net wide enough to bring some of the killer players in this entire state all into one ensemble?
Well, I lived in Santa Fe after high school. I moved back to New Orleans to study music at the University of New Orleans in 2001, and I was going to study jazz performance on drum set. And then in 2005, I got flooded out with Katrina, and I lost my home, and my family was in disarray. I was dating a girl at the time whose family lived in Santa Fe and had a place for us to live immediately. And so we came to Santa Fe where things were safe and dry. There was no potential for another hurricane to hit after Katrina. And so we came out here, and then I made it my mission to spread the word of New Orleans through music. So I have this group called the Miltones, which is a New Orleans-style brass band. I also have a funk quintet called Pollo Frito, which means fried chicken in Spanish. Once again, it's all about food and music. The idea being that the funkiest thing I could think of food-wise was fried chicken, but that we're doing fried chicken at Santa Fe altitude, you know, so hence Pollo Frito. But I just decided to, you know, if I was going to be a part of this diaspora that was Katrina, then my mission was going to be through food and music. And so I started playing with a lot of different bands. People started hiring me, and I started meeting the best of the best, what I feel are the best. And there's tons of people that I still haven't met and played with. But I just decided to start going out on a limb and asking people to join a group. And it took me about a year of just talking to people and bracing myself for what it was going to be like to lead a band of, at that time, 10 people, now 13 people.
And we're hearing 11 tonight.
11.
And this ensemble, I mean, Miltones began 3.5 years ago.
That's right.
And I'm sure it's been a little bit fluid in over that time. But you have assembled it. The musicians we're hearing tonight are from, some of them came down to Albuquerque from Taos. Some of them are in Albuquerque. About half of them easily, I think, are Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Santa Fe musicians. It's always tricky to keep a large band together when you're professional musicians in the same city.
Yes.
So that maybe you can catch one evening a week to at least rehearse.
Yeah.
How does this happen?
Well, it's all about food and music. I can't pay these guys. I don't make enough to pay them for the rehearsals. I pay them for the gigs. We all get an even split of whatever our guarantee is. But I can't pay them to rehearse. So we rehearse once a month, the first Sunday of each month, and we cram all of our practice and focus our energy into a 3-hour period on the first Sunday of each month. And what I do is I feed the guys.
All right, this next song is called Faith. It was arranged by J.Q. Whitcomb, our trumpet player, originally composed by George Michael.
Thank you.
Yes, you've been listening to the Milltones Brass Band, recorded live in Studio A by Roman Garcia, with assistance from Marshall Broyles, videographer Jefferson White. We'll have video up of this fairly soon, week or two, we're hoping. The band, real quick, Mark Weaver, tuba, Paul Bassert, and Ben Wright on sousaphone, Milton Villarubia III on drum kit, Jeremy Blake, electric guitar, Elliot Ryan, percussion, Jakey Whitcomb, trumpet, Dan Perlman, cornet, Ryan Finn, trombone, Dan Borton, tenor sax, Matt Briggs, tenor sax, and baritone sax.